Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 291, the show where we talk about Android apps. This is an Android discovery show, Android app discovery show. We bring apps to the show that maybe you guys have never heard of before. You can install it on your devices and phones and just live a wonderful, happy life. That's all you need in life is apps. You don't need food, you don't need water, and anything else. Right, Dor?
Absolutely. And I'll say, since Eric is in here, we can talk and make fun of him. But I'll say, if you guys out there want LastPass shirts and you don't want to wait for us, you can go to lastpass.spreadshirt.com, pick yourself up a shirt or a hoodie. I'm not going to say they're as affordable as Android App Addict shirts, but you know, they're a fair price.
Oh yeah, man. I like those shirts, and it's just cool wearing a LastPass t-shirt.
I know. I just need one that says, if you don't, in like real small text, if you don't use, and then in big text, LastPass, and then real small text, you're stupid.
You know, just as you were saying that, Amber sent me, if you guys listened on Monday's show, Amber from LastPass was on. She just sent me an email saying, send me a mailing address and we'll get a t-shirt your way. Awesome. So we got a t-shirt from LastPass.
That's for you, I thought.
No, this is the one I want to give away.
Okay.
Got to give it away. All right. Let's read some emails. You guys have been writing us, and we want to read what you have to say. Sometimes you have good things to say, sometimes. And here we go. This one's from Dan. He says, pinball construction set. Hey, Steve C., on episode of Android App Addicts AAA 279, you mentioned EA's pinball construction set. That's Electronic Arts, for those of you who remember how it used to be back in the day. He says, I had that for the Apple II computer, and I enjoyed it very much. If you want something along those lines, but extremely more advanced, check out Future Pinball. It's at futurepinball.com. All right. Disclaimer, this is not an Android app. He says, wow. It's a Windows-based pinball construction set. I don't know if it'll run on Linux with Wine, but it might. That's Doors Department. Be prepared to be blown away. Dan. Now, I wanted to read this just because we did talk about the pinball construction thing, and this, even though it's on Windows, looks pretty amazing. So I just wanted to bring it in case anybody's a pinball freak.
Yeah, this I could honestly see giving my oldest son and just letting him go hog wild because this looks really good.
How come everything you think is awesome you want to give to your son, you don't want to use it yourself?
I don't have time. I don't have time, and I don't have a Windows box laying around, and if it doesn't work in Linux, I'll be too sad to, you know.
All right, makes sense. Cool. Well, thanks, Dan, for that. Mucho apreciado. Dominic writes us. He says, hey, guys, I have two apps that I love. Number one is Headset Menu. The second one is Timerific. Timerific. I'm going to throw them in the chat just so Dor could see them here.
It's a great name.
And yeah. He says, I've been using Headset Menu for about 4 months. I found this app because I have a Note 3, and when you insert an aux cable, the screen lights up, and there are about 4 or 5 app suggestions at the top of the notification panel. TouchWiz would always suggest apps up there that I would never use. Then I found this app. You can customize which apps show up at the top, and even what app opens when the aux cable is inserted. Pocket Cast opens when I insert my aux cable. My other app is Timerific. Been using this app for about 5 years. This is the first app I install when loading up a new phone. This is an app you can create profiles. I love it because I have the profiles set for specific times, and it does what it's supposed to do at that time. For example, at 5 a.m., my ringer goes up to 50%, auto brightness is turned on, and Wi-Fi is turned off, and that's when I get up and go to the gym. Dor, he goes to the gym at 5 a.m. Don't you? You do something like that, don't you?
Oh, every day. Dedication, baby. I'll say this real quick. The Headset Menu app is almost like the app recommendation we got from Todd called Sloth Launcher. Launcher, when you could hit different triggers, could start different little tabs on the side of your screen that would be there forever, kind of tabs on the side of the screen. And when you tap them, they would launch it would launch a pre-selected set of menu choices. So I had mine when I plugged in my headphone jack, the tab would appear and I would get Google Play Music, Podcast Addict, and my Pocket. So it's the same principles, just different interface to it.
I see. That's cool. Dominic goes on to say, I hardly ever have to touch my volumes because of this app. Set it and forget it. Sorry for the long email. Love the show. And Door brought an email app called Mailwise. I completely love how it formats my Exchange emails, and it has every feature I want. Thanks, guys. That was from Dominic. When you responded, you called him Derek, but I'm sure he'll forgive you for that.
And I promptly, quickly blamed autocomplete, which was an obvious lie, but I can't blame myself.
This one is from... Who is this one from? I can't see it. Oh, this is from Jay Noyan Knight. He says, hello all, this is the email from... This is the email from Jay mentioned on episode 282. Thank you. Oh, okay. Yeah. He just posted it in the AAA club because, and some of the longer emails, I couldn't read them all during that show because we had a ton of them. So I just said, post them in the AAA club. And that's what he did there. So thanks, Jay. Brad writes, my name is Brad and I listen to your show almost every episode. I am unfortunately not able to listen live ever, but I am from La Crosse, Wisconsin. This message is for Eric. And by the way, there's no periods in this this paragraph. You know how I love that, right, Dor?
Love.
All right, so I'm just going to read it like it's a one sentence, because that's what it is. It's one big long sentence. He says, I'm from La Crosse, Wisconsin. This message is for Eric. I also have the Samsung Galaxy Note 4. I can't find your voicemail number, so I have to write this email. I also had the same exact issues you were having with the phone rebooting and the icons just up and disappearing. I was with in my 15 days. I sent the phone back. They sent me another one. It should be here within a day or two, but I heard you say so far so good. You are not having a problem. That is good to hear, but I also had the problem. So this business, when they say, oh, there's nobody with that problem that we've ever heard about. Well, yes, there is. Keep up the great work, guys. Again, my name is Brad from La Crosse, Wisconsin. You ever get up this way, would love to meet up with you guys. I am also a U.S. Cellular customer. I would like to hear you guys talk more about that carrier. I realize it is not a national carrier, but there is enough of us out there that would like to hear about their deals or whatever. Again, keep up the great work. Love the podcast. I just had to write in about that Note 4. And that's not even the end of the sentence.
That was a good job, sir. Good job, sir. I will say this. In hindsight, I don't expect any company ever to you walk in and say, I'm having a problem with the phone, and for them to say, we're having a lot of people having problems with that phone. So him saying he has a problem with the two, I guess, shouldn't shock anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. He says he wants us to talk more about U.S. Cellular. What are we going to say about him? The only person who uses them is Eric.
Well, they're a carrier. They have two basic words in their title. One is U.S. and the other one is carrier. The U.S. denotes the United cellular. States of America. The cellular. And the cellular it indicates that they offer cellular service. They're not overpriced. Too overpriced. They're not too cheap. They're about in the middle. They have maybe a stock symbol. Maybe you could follow that. I don't know. They have phones. Did I mention they have phones?
Yes.
Yes, they have phones.
Well, thank you. We talked about U.S. Cellular now. I don't know anything to say about them. Thank you for covering that.
I don't have anything to say about any mobile carrier because I would love to just nuke them all and start over.
You would?
Yeah. I don't like any of them.
Well, like start over. Like, what do you mean? Like they'd all just pop up again.
Yeah, but under different names at least. And it would take us a while to figure out, oh, this one's like Verizon.
You know? Interesting. Soham writes, hey, Dor, I have an app suggestion for you. Weatherback Weather Wallpaper. It aims to be an alternative to standard live wallpaper apps that can drain your battery a lot by saving a static overlay over your standard wallpaper showing the current weather. The main reason why I love this app is that it's fast and there are no redraws of the launcher when you press the home button on low-end phones. Keep up the great work, guys. Soham. P.S. In your recent episodes, I couldn't find the link to the app listing spreadsheet. I normally use it to check if this app had already been featured. No biggie, though. Yeah, I started doing the show notes a little different. I actually started putting stuff about the show in the show notes, and I took out the spreadsheet. because Dorr sends out to anybody who's part of the AA club, he sends out a
weekly list.
So mm-hmm. maybe I'll put that back in for you, Soham.
First of all, say thank you, Soham, for the email. Secondly, here's how you know you're talking to someone who understands Android and the operating system itself. He mentions that it doesn't do a redraw, which means most of the time when apps do a redraw, they're also re-querying everything. So it's literally like a complete reload again. So because the app isn't doing this, it should not be that resource diminishing. I'll say that.
That sounds cool. Yeah, I agree. He definitely sounds like he knows what he's talking about here.
Yeah. I was just going to say, and I'm not a weather guy at all. I thought this was pretty cool. When it was raining out, I loaded my phone and my screen looked wet. I thought that was cool.
That is pretty cool. I didn't know it did that. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Thanks, Soham. I was going to mention what wallpaper I'm using, but I'm going to save that for next show.
It'll
be the only app I bring. John and Barb. This is actually John Wilkinson. He writes, first off, just wanted to say you guys are one of my favorite podcasts next to the No Agenda Show, ITM, exclamation mark. What is that? In the morning? Is that what that means?
Sounds right, yeah.
Okay. I don't listen to No Agenda.
I can't.
A recent app I've been enjoying was first of all, thanks, John, for saying that. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I cannot listen to any media where they literally play sound effects like an 80s radio station. It just drives me crazy. And that's my excuse. That's what I'm sticking with because I have listened to it in the past because Eric Ardini demanded I do, and I can't listen to it anymore.
Well, how can you not expect Adam Curry to not be stuck in MTV 80s? It's probably like best time of his life.
I guess. I don't know.
Okay, it says, a recent app I've been enjoying was a free app on Amazon a few weeks ago. It's called Euphloria, Euphloria. It's a game that requires a lot of patience. The graphics are nice, and the music is soothing. Sounds nice. He goes on to say, one thing I would like to hear more often is on the subject of root. I have a rooted Moto X, first gen, but I still have the stock ROM. Now that Lollipop is out in full swing, I would love to hear how you guys are making the switch to Android 5.0. I would love to switch over to Lollipop, but I have not seen much support for the Moto X. May all your desserts be nothing but strawberry shortcake. Battery at 33%. John Wilkinson, a.k.a. Atomic Glue. I would like to have strawberry shortcake every meal. Yeah. And as far as Lollipop, I don't know about talking root, but I'll tell you one thing about the Pop that I'm not happy with, and it seems to be slowing down my Nexus 5. There's too many little, I don't know, cute little animation type things that make it slower for me. Like, I want to just be able to swipe and press and not wait for something to just go flicking across the screen or whatever. I'm not happy with the Pop, but I don't know, maybe my phone needs to be reinstalled or something. Like, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I'll say, going by Google Android, logic would dictate every version of Android now is going to be quicker because they're trying to do Android Silver, which is the sub-$100 phones overseas for the low-end market. So you would think every version would become quicker, snappier, lighter. So half the people I know with Nexus 5s are complaining, saying it's either slowed it down or it's killed their battery. There's no answer to it except for, when in the history of computing have we trusted in-place upgrades? You know, was Windows 3.1 to Windows 95, did you do essentially an OTA upgrade to that from 95 to 98, from 98 to ME, from ME to XP, from XP to Vista, from Vista to 7, to 7 to 8? I mean, have we trusted in-place upgrades ever before? And when I ask myself that, then I get to the logical conclusion in my mind. So why do we trust them now? And I'm now firmly on the camp of any and every time you get a more than just a minor point release upgrade on your phone, a OTA update, you should wipe your data. And in fact, I always feel safe wiping it two or three times.
When you say wipe data, Is that a reinstall or?
A reset. Basically, if you go home, settings, about, factory reset, or reset, sometimes it's called, where it basically wipes your phone like it's brand new out of the box. And honestly, going to Lollipop is a major upgrade if you stop and think about it. And, you know, Google cannot program for every possible application nuance that could be there before your upgrade. So I'm leaning harder and harder to just completely wipe and completely reinstall.
I'll give it a shot. And here's the thing, man. It doesn't crash. It just runs slow. Like, they added a little too much glitz sometimes that I think is unnecessary. And there's no way for me to turn off animations that I found.
Yeah, there is. Go into your home settings, about, tap your build version, I think, 5 times. One of those version numbers, tap it multiple times. Then back in home settings, you have a new menu called developer options.
Okay.
And in developer options, you can turn off a fair amount of animations and extra frizzes kind of thing.
Awesome. I'm going to do that. Thanks, dude.
Yeah. That's one of the things I used to always do on every device. And I will say, on the Moto X, to stay on a stock ROM and to be rooted is going to be painful no matter what, because either you're going to get an OTA update that then you're not going to be able to find root for, or your root's going to break when you upgrade, or the update won't work because you're rooted or something. I'm a firm believer now, whenever you are rooted on a US carrier device, you should ROM. You should put a different OS on it so you're not on factory, so you don't have to worry about OTA updates. I'm in a different camp. I'm in the OnePlus One. This is not a phone sold in the US, nor is it supported by US carriers, which means all I have to do is basically get root, and then I don't have to worry about OTA updates, because every time I have an OTA update, I run the same thing and I get root again.
I see. So you're still happy with that Plus One?
Yeah, I mean, literally. The only thing I'm looking forward to now is the OnePlus Two. What are they going to do next? Because this is such a knockout. How are they going to top this? You know, I don't know.
Would you say it's the best phone you ever owned?
I would say by far best Android experience I've ever had, period. And I've had two Nexus devices in the past.
Gotcha. Very cool, man. All right, let's do a couple more here. This one's from Dean. He says, Podnuts crew, you guys rock. I love the Android app addicts and Linux for the rest of us. I have been listening to you guys since 2010 while deployed to Afghanistan. Linux for the rest of us has helped me to learn to use Linux. AAA is very entertaining. I don't listen to the radio. Just want to let you all know that you rock. Dude, thanks, Dean. Deployed to Afghanistan, man. Hey, I'm glad we're helping you get through that. And, you know, we appreciate your service.
Yeah.
Hope it's going okay.
Yes, Dean, thank you very much for your service. I wish I had merchandise to send your way, but
seriously, LastPass t-shirt.
I can send you a Spooger. Do you need a Spooger?
I don't know if it's, you're going to sign it. Sign the Spooger.
I don't know.
Who wouldn't want a door signed Spooger?
There isn't too much surface area on this thing.
Okay. Well, I'll leave some type of imprint on it, like your fingerprints or something.
Like my kid's head.
Let's see what else we got here. Angelo writes, amazing audio voice recorder. Best free audio recorder for voice memo recording. Fast pause and fast resume. Start recording without the need to press buttons. I'm not sure if he just pasted the description in there. But it's called, he says, this developer is quick to respond to suggestions and resolves problems quickly. Give it a try. That's from Angelo. It looks like he just basically put the description of the app in there. Oh, man, it's not in the Play Store anymore, is it?
I'm not sure if we could ever access it. I think this might be an overseas, quote-unquote, app that we just don't get.
Yeah, I don't see it. There is one called Amazing Audio Voice Recorder from Stereo Match that I found. Yeah, that's it. Amazing Audio Voice Recorder. All right. So the link isn't working, but there is this one called Amazing Audio Voice Recorder.
Ah, good find. Good find.
Yeah. Smart recording controls, file management, screen timeout. It's got a bunch of cool stuff. Check it out.
Yeah, one of the best features this has that some don't have is the ability to hit record, pause, hit record again, pause, hit record again.
That's
one of the things that I've heard many people complain about other voice recording software. And the output to OGG or Wave, it's a good option you have there. What I can never find is one that says actively it supports external mics, like a mic, like a OTG mic.
Okay.
But hey, you can't have everything, I guess.
That's true. Last email of the day. It's from Ian. He says, I'm forwarding the reply I received today from Teespring after ordering 2 t-shirts for my son and I. By reading this on your podcast, maybe you can relate to others like me who missed the deadline that it is not too late. If enough people who missed the original deadline want to order them, then they will do a rerun. I'm a longtime listener to your fantastic show. My son, too, when we are in the car together, gets a kick out of the reviews. Keep up the great work. Lastly, here is a game that my son showed me yesterday. Daddy Long Legs. Very tantalizing, but fun. Battery on only 26%, but attached to a 15,000 milliamp portable charger and on its way up. Nexus 5. That's from Ian. Cool, Ian. Daddy Long Legs. Hopefully, Dor's checking that out right now. In the meantime. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen this game a couple times in the past. It is definitely one of those games, be prepared to get upset.
I got to look at that one.
Yeah, and I don't know if I admitted this to you, Steve. Did I tell you the reason why I was saying on the last couple shows that you can go to AAA and you can force them to reprint?
No.
Cause I had a miscalculation, a misestimation, a missed assumption, if you will. I thought I was going to get a affiliate payment before the end of the Teespring run.
I lost your audio, dude. I can't hear you.
I'm here.
Okay. Affiliate payment, what?
I thought I was going to get an affiliate payment to Podnuts before the end of the Teespring campaign, and I misjudged when that was going to happen. So I literally completely missed out on this Teespring run, and I feel really stupid.
That's all right. You know, here's the thing. We need to sell another 100 for them to reprint. This isn't like you sell 5 or anything like that. We have to sell another 100. So what we're going to do is we're going to do another Teespring campaign real soon with some new t-shirts and a new graphic. These are the ones, cause I just received mine today. They're cool, but the graphic's really, really big, like really big. I didn't expect it to look that big on the shirt. So it's almost like you're wearing a uniform with these things. Hey, they're still cool. You know what I mean? I still like them, but we're going to do another Teespring campaign soon and put a little smaller graphic on there, maybe a little different. So don't worry about that, Ian. We're going to hook you up real soon with a new campaign. Maybe we'll only make the limit for this 50 or something like that. But thanks for the email. And yes, they will reprint, but we got to sell another 100. It's just unlikely. So hang tight. Let's launch another campaign and go from there. All right, Dor, did you want to say anything to the folks before we end off this show, sir?
I want to thank everyone for their support. And just remind everyone, this is the time of the year where if you can go to podnuts.com/Amazon, it is greatly appreciated.
Big time appreciated. You guys, some of you do, some of you don't realize how much this benefits the Podnuts Network when you use that link to buy your Amazon products. It's really, really helpful. Thank you, everyone who has been doing that. Alrighty, that is going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.